Recording in progress.
Before we officially start, I wanted to mention something. We have some unfortunate news to share. Don Markham, who was a longtime member of the Planning and Zoning Committee since 2016, had a massive stroke last summer and is unable to serve on the Planning and Zoning Committee any further. Don was on that committee with me since my first day, and he was a very fun character with his own way of looking at things here. And there were numerous times when I thought to myself, how the heck can I get Don to see this my way? And I really was 50-50 at best. Personally, I had heard stories from my dad growing up about Don, who was an attorney in town, and I was excited to put a name to a face from growing up with the short time that I got with Don here. So wanted to sincerely thank him from the group for his time and dedication to the city of Yorkville. With that, may I have a roll call? Oh no, I call this Wednesday, April 13th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. My name is Chairman Jeff Olson, and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Perez?
Here.
Hyatt?
Here.
Markham is absent. Millen? Is absent. Olson?
Oh, he's here.
Greg is on there.
He is.
Hey, Greg, can you hear us?
Yeah.
There he is.
All right, thank you. Olson?
Here.
Vineyard? Is absent. And Williams?
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Were there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, January 12, 2022? I didn't have any. So may I please have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, January 12, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen? Millen?
Greg, can you hear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard? I'm sorry, he's absent. Williams?
Yeah.
And Horace?
Yes.
Thank you.
Minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comment from the public tonight that is not on the agenda? Anybody? Okay, seeing as there are none, we'll move on to the next item, which is the public hearing. There's one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for, or may be against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly one at a time and state your name, who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium, which we still have. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me.
So that includes you, Dawn, as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
I.
State your name, please.
Dawn Leppridge Graves.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you very much. All right. The order for receiving testimony during the public hearing will be as follows. We'll have the petitioner presentation, and then we will have those who wish to speak in favor, and then those who wish to speak in opposition. And with that being said, may I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2022-02, rezoning classification request.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on that motion, please.
Yes. Millen? Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Perez? Perez?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So the public hearing up for discussion tonight is this PZC 2022-02, Dawn, and I'm going to butcher this one and try. Dawn Leppridge Graves, on behalf of... Did I get it right? All right. Once in a while. BW Property Holdings, LLC, Bricolage?
Bricolage?
Boy, two for two. Wellness PLLC has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, located at 8721 Route 126 in Yorkville, Illinois. The property is part of the previously approved Windmill Farms Annexation Agreement, and the petitioner is seeking to rezone the parcel from the Planned Unit Development Zoning Designation to the B3 General Business District. The purpose of the rezoning is to establish and operate a professional service business within the existing residential structure. Is the petitioner for PZC 2022-02 Riga Lodge Wellness present and prepared to make their presentation of the proposed request?
Yes.
By all means.
So Dawn, I typically don't do presentations, but I know you have not done a presentation of your request. So if you could just tell the commission just a little bit about you, the services you provide, I can give them an overview of the rezoning portion.
Great, thank you. So I have a wellness practice. We specialize in counseling services and occupational therapy services. We have two locations currently in other cities, in Chicago and Lombard, and then we do actually have a third location currently in Yorkville. We're renting property, and we would like to expand and have our own property. So we are looking to purchase the property so that we can expand our business and continue providing services to the community. Some of our specialty areas include working with new moms, pregnant postpartum moms, and people with eating concerns. So we would like to continue providing those services.
Okay, thank you. Christine?
Okay, so the zoning portion of this has to deal with this property was part of the overall development that was approved by the city in 2006. There was a proposal at the time that was approved as part of an annexation agreement with a PUD plan, but it was only a concept plan. And it contained about 13 parcels, and it was called Windmill Farms. At that time, the city was doing what's called a PUD zoning district rather than allowing the PUD to be a special use. And so it required an underlying zoning of R4, which is our multifamily residence district, and a B3 zoning district. This particular property is about a little over an acre, and it had an underlying zoning district of B3. Because the developer at the time did not secure all of the property, nor did they do a final plat of the property, these property owners are now saddled with a development agreement that cannot move forward. Because we can never get all of the property owners to come together at one time to repeal the development agreement, we have taken the course of individually removing each of the parcels from that annexation and PUD agreement and then rezoning the property. Because the PUD zoning district doesn't exist, they have their entitlement through this document. So by pulling it out, there was a public hearing last night at City Council to address the removal of this parcel from the development agreement. And tonight, this is a request to rezone the property. So they are seeking a business zoning which is consistent with the underlying zoning, but the current property is a residential property. The residential site, though, meets pretty much all of the standard zoning bulk regulations for the B3. All of the adjoining properties are either business district zoning or they have a business land use. So it's consistent with the trend of development in the area. This is similar to a project that we did a couple of years ago for Hively Farms, and the comprehensive plan had envisioned this as an estate conservation residential district, land use, which is kind of our holding land use for those areas that did not have utilities at the time to develop. This particular property would then be reclassified in our comprehensive plan as destination commercial. We feel that the use is suitable on the site. The actual structure itself has been improved interior, so it is remodeled. The parking is sufficient in the area, and the utilities, as I mentioned, are not extended to this particular area. They're on well and septic, but at time that utilities are within 250 feet of the property, they are required to connect to city water and sewer. Access to this property to be used for commercial is adequate because they have access off 126 as well as Wayne Road, which connects to Illinois Route 171. The findings of fact were addressed by the petitioner in their packet, and I would request that those findings be entered into the record.
Okay. Firstly, does anyone have any questions? Secondly, is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Okay, three no's. Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion then, please, to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Got a second? Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen? Millen?
Greg, you there? Greg, can you hear us? Right now he's panicking because he can't unmute himself. Greg, can you hear us? We'll move on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Olson?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Okay. That passes. The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. So now we have new business. Same thing here. You already presented. Do you have anything more you want to say?
No. No. Staff is supportive of the rezoning.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there in Zoom land have any questions? I know I already asked once. I'm going to ask again.
Nothing here.
No.
Okay.
No, Peter. I'm good.
All right. Then may I have a motion then, please, to approve the petition PCC 2022-02, a lot of twos, Bricolage rezoning classification request.
So moved.
Second.
Roll.
Can we have someone?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I got it.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on April 13th, 2020, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request for a map amendment to rezone the property located at 8721 Route 126. From Plan Unit Development PUD to B3 General Business District.
Thank you, Danny. Can I have a roll call vote on that motion, please?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen? Millen?
Greg?
Yes.
There he is. All right. Okay. Christy, would you like to present on PCC 20-22-06?
Sure. I will give a brief overview, and then the petitioner is here if you have any more detailed questions. So this is a request for Bristol Bay Unit 3. They had a final plat approved back when the original development agreement was made in 2005-2006 for this particular lot. But it was never recorded. So now we are back several years later and we are here to review it as presented. Pretty much everything stayed the same. However, the product has changed. This was originally a Syntex then Pulte product. And now the new owner, Troy Mertz, on behalf of Bristol Bay Yorkville LLC, purchased it and is looking to do a different type of townhome product for this development. There are 13 remaining lots, which have between 4 to 6 units on each of those lots in Unit 3. The product change did result in an increase of 1 townhome unit, so it was 60 originally, 61. We did an analysis to ensure that the change in density was not affected by this, and it is not as consistent with what was originally approved, which is 8.5 dwelling units per acre.
I thought I caught you. I saw your two tables. I was like, oh, they just accidentally repeated the same one. Oh,
so, good. Yep. The building setbacks, there were some encroachments on some of the lots. Some were pretty much de minimis in encroachment. They are in the process of getting approved by the city administrator through what's called a minor PUD amendment, which is administrative. And they're development agreement allow for that as well. So those are just minor issues that resulted in the change.
Is it encroachment on the adjacent lot? It's not encroachment on the common area.
So it's an encroachment over the building development area. So there's setbacks within the lot that you have to maintain for open space. So they're encroaching a little bit on that. So they're not onto their neighbor's property. Okay. They're just beyond that setback that was established for their particular lot. There are architectural standards that the developer was gracious enough to... I want to go back a little bit. I just realized I have two projects. There's Unit 13 that was already... that had an approval but wasn't recorded. Unit 3 has been recorded. This is an amendment to that.
13 is the one.
Correct. So this has been recorded. This is an amendment. The developer was gracious enough to provide their elevations of their townhome product to the city for review. We had some suggestions that we asked that they incorporate. They did that. So the final product, which will be reviewed as part of the building permit process, we are very comfortable with them continuing to move forward with those plans.
Yeah, that's great.
The final plat is presented below for you and attached. H.R. Green is the engineer. They've been working with staff. They've submitted their engineering plan, so we are reviewing those and getting those approved simultaneously with this approval process. All recommendations from EEI state that they are in compliance with the subdivision control ordinance, and staff is supportive of the change. There was a provision in their existing annexation agreement that required the city to respond to any requests for final plats within 60 days. We are a little bit out of that, so the developer has been gracious enough to allow us to move forward with a final approval at the April 26th City Council meeting. So if you have any questions, David Schultz is here from H.R. Green, and as well as Troy Mertz.
I do not. Anybody out on Zoom have any questions for Christy or anyone else?
None here.
Okay. If that's the case, then may I please have a motion to approve the petition PZC 2022-06. Unit 3.
Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
I was muted. I was talking and I didn't know I was muted. Do we have any conceptual plans on the product?
Yes, staff has reviewed them. They are not required as part of the final plat to present those,
okay.
But they are consistent with the general agreement. Pardon me?
There was a bunch of architectural.
There were architectural plans that were provided as part of the original PUD and annexation agreement that they had to, they were used as a standard, kind of what the product was at that time for Syntex. They were not required to build that particular product, but that was just a reference of sample type of development. This development is proposing to do something very similar to what is out there, but with a higher level of architectural materials.
Great. Any other questions, Deb?
No, I'm good.
Thank you, ma'am. May I have a motion then, please, to approve the petition PZC 2022-06 final plat amendment for Unit 3 of Bristol Bay?
Yep, so moved.
Second.
Will someone please read the motion?
Yeah, I'm trying to unmute myself as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Can somebody please read the motion?
Yep, I got it. In consideration of the proposed final plat of re-subdivision for Bristol Bay PUD Unit 3, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as presented by the petitioner, Troy Mertz, on behalf of Bristol Bay Yorkville LLC, in a plan prepared by H.R. Green, LTD, date last revised March 18th, 2020.
All right, can I have a roll call vote on the motion?
2022.
Oh, geez. Yeah, 2 years off. Sorry. You want me to reread?
No, you're good.
Can I have a roll call vote on the motion?
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Forrest?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion is approved. Kristen, would you please present your final summary on PCC 2022-07 final plat of subdivision approval for unit 3 of Bristol, 13 of Bristol.
Okay, so this is the one that had an approval back in 2006 and was never final platted. However, when Pulte had the property in their control, they did do some of the underground public improvements for the site, so there are some that are remaining, but some of the infrastructure has been completed. This is about a 25-acre parcel that will be subdivided into 69 lots. 68 of them will be single-family unit homes, and there will be a little over a 3-acre park that will be dedicated to the city. Per the annexation agreement, with that park being dedicated, the developer is to provide the city with a cash reserve of $50,000 for land cash fees, and that is for the fire station on lot 1685. They will pay that prior to the city recording the final plat. Troy does own the parcel, but he is turning that over to NBR Homes for construction of the building of the actual units. These single family homes will be consistent with the PUD plan that was already approved, and the lots are consistent with the preliminary plans that were reviewed and approved by the city during that process. There are images in your packet, as well as the full PUD final plat for this particular unit. And once this particular unit is built out, we are making way to almost, you know, going forward with the southern part of the northern part of Bristol Bay. So we are looking to
move in the right direction.
Move in the right direction and finish out this development.
That's great. Any more to add?
Pardon me?
Anything more to add? No. Anybody have any questions?
No.
No. No. No.
Okay, very simple. You guys are easy tonight. Then may I please have a motion to approve the petition PCC 2022-07 final plat of subdivision approval for Unit 13 of Bristol Bay.
So moved.
Second.
Would you please read the motion?
Oh, sorry. I get it. I was waiting. In consideration of the proposed final plat of subdivision for Bristol Bay PUD Unit 13, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as presented by the petitioner, Troy Mertz, on behalf of Bristol Bay Yorkville LLC, and a plan prepared by HR Green LTD, date last revised March 15th, 2022.
Please,
yes. Williams?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes, thank you. All right, motion is also approved. I did see we had additional business.
Jason? The YBSD variances with City Council, and they were approved. So yeah. That was the last thing. That was back in January. Mm-hmm. That was the last thing we had. So. I believe we'll have a meeting next month, and we will be nominating a vice chair. Okay. So.
Great. Everybody. All right. Made a quick one. Good job, guys. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I please have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. Meeting is adjourned.